coming to you from the heart of America.
Computers can do that?
It's a Cub Scouting adventure with your host, Mr. Bob.
Oh, yeah!
Welcome to the 8th episode of A Cub Scouting Adventure. I'm Mr. Bob, and in this episode, we're going to take a look at this week's den meeting, some training I took, as well as listener email and the tip of the week. So sit back and enjoy this week's A Cub Scouting Adventure. Okay, another great den meeting is in the books. This one was lots of fun. As I'd mentioned in the previous episode of A Cub Scouting Adventure, that we were going on our monthly go see it. This was our October go see it, and the theme for our month is Cubs in Shining Armor. And that's because, again, I'll mention this, our pack meetings are at the very beginning of the month, the first Thursday of the month. So 3 weeks prior to that, we do our theme, which for November is Cubs in Shining Armor, so we have to actually do that in October. As many of you guys know, Tiger Requirement 2G, which is G is for the go see it, is go visit either a police station or a fire department. So I thought, what better go see it than to go to a police station during the time of Cubs in Shining Armor? Because really, present day knights, I mean, who better personifies what a knight is all about than what the police officers do? I mean, they go out and they keep order in the realm. They wear armor, you know, bullet armor, but still armor. You know, they carry weapons. You know, everybody really respects police officers. So we actually have a dad who is a police officer. One of the boys' dad is a police officer for our local police department, and he set up a walkthrough of the police department, and we got to see every facet of the police station, even some prisoners, which, just because we happened to walk by an area where we could see those, the kids thought that was kind of cool. Although, you know, as a parent, I was like, we got to see where they took the pictures. We got to see where they interviewed the suspects. We got to see it from both sides of the mirror. So they got to see the mirror that was reflective, and they got to go on the other side and see their room through the two-way mirror. So they thought that was pretty cool. Where they did fingerprints, they got to see an actual jail cell. Dispatch for the local police department, whereas, you know, they have a larger dispatch for the metro area, but for our own little dispatch, we got to go in there and we got to meet the dispatcher. We got to climb in and out of an actual police car. We got to see the evidence room, although we couldn't actually go in there. We got to do a lot of stuff. The kids were really excited about this den meeting. They were just crazy energetic going all the way through this place, but it was great. We started off the meeting in the actual courtroom that they have at the police station here in town, whereas we're not the county seat, so the big courthouse is at the county seat, but we got to see our little tiny courtroom. So it was a great time. The kids really, really enjoyed the whole go see it. Of course, they'll get their bead for that in the next pack meeting, which is next week. We really had a great time. I'm really impressed with how the boys are coming along, and hopefully we'll have more information about all the other stuff we're going to be doing here in the coming week. So the subject of training comes up again, and I can tell you this time was a totally different experience. This past weekend, I went to training for BLU, which BLU, for those of you who don't know, and I don't know why you wouldn't, stands for Basic Adult Leader Outdoor Orientation. BLU is required for outdoor camping with the Cub Scouts. At least one leader on any of the campouts needs to be BLU trained. With a lot of our leadership leaving with our Weeblo 2s this year, none of the new leadership or the young leadership were blue trained. So me and the new Cub Master went out and we got ourselves blue trained. Well, tell you what, it was lots of fun. Of course, it's like a day at work. It starts at 8:30 in the morning and it goes all the way till, I think we left there at 4:30. And going into this training, I really didn't have a whole lot of high hopes. A few episodes back, I talked about some training that I did. It was new leader orientation and DIN leader specific training. And I wasn't that impressed with the quality of training that I received, mostly because I think that was mostly my fault. As I've mentioned before, I went out and did a lot of research, read as many books as I could about Cub Scouting in order to be prepared for September whenever I took over as Tiger Den Leader. And so going into this training, the Den Leader and New Leader Orientation training, I pretty much knew or had read about everything that they were teaching, which, you know, kind of makes for a long day whenever you're sitting there and people are telling you stuff that you had already either read or already had practiced. So, but this, on the other hand, Baloo training was totally different. It really focused on how to make a camp out safe, how to make a camp out fun, and how to make a camp out memorable to the scouts. And we had a really good time doing the training. We did all kinds of stuff. We played some games. We made our own lunch. We made tinfoil lunches. And if you haven't made those yet, man, it was great. We took some basic hamburger patty, some potatoes and onions and carrots and spices, and we wrapped those up with some butter into some tinfoil very nicely. I made a swan out of mine, and we cooked those on the grill for about 20-30 minutes. And they came out just excellent. And then for dessert, we made banana boats. And if you don't know what those are really simple. I'd actually had made these before. Basically, you take a banana and just take off one of the sleeves off of the banana peel. So, like, you peel it open just enough. And I used a knife to cut mine open. Just enough to just get to see part of the banana. And then you take out your fork or spoon or knife and just scrape out a little crevice in there. And then you just drop in there some chocolate chips. You can actually even put marshmallows or put whatever you want to in there that goes good with the banana. Wrap that up in the tinfoil and pop it back onto the grill for about 5 minutes. And that turns out to be delish, let me tell you. It was wonderful. It was a great lunch. What else did we do? We learned about some new games that I can play with the boys and the pack meetings and stuff. We learned about large group games, and we had a really good round table about that. Each of the different leaders that were there talked about different games and stuff that you play when you have a large group of boys and stuff. So, great time. I highly suggest Blue Training. You should really go check that out. If you haven't done Blue Training yet, and you need to make sure that somebody in your pack is Blue Trained just in case you do decide to go camping, and I highly suggest it. So, check out Blue Training. I'm sure that some point in time in the next few months, your district will be having it. So, go check it out.
It's time for the tip of the week.
This week's tip of the week is not your typical tip of the week. I'm not going to be linking you to a site or to a tool out there on the internet. It's basically just my suggestion on how to run a really good den meeting. The very first thing is preparation. The program helps out there have a specific way of organizing your den meetings, and I've used the program helps on almost every one of my den meetings, and they have really helped out a lot. But what I have taken from those is the exact organization of how they have the meeting laid out, which for Tigers is, you know, the gathering activity, the search, discover, and share, and then the closing. And separating things up that way have really allowed me to organize my meetings. The other thing that you need to do for your meetings is plan. You need to plan more than what you think is going to take to get through the hour or the hour and a half or 30 minutes or whatever length your meeting is. So overplan. I know you probably hear this a lot at training, but you know, if you know you have an hour and you have the amount of activities that you think is going to take an hour, well, they're never going to take an hour. They're either going to go long or they're going to go short. So you might as well overplan and pull stuff as you see fit. I practice this every week. It's never failed me. Like I said, organize your meetings, use the program helps, overplan.
You've got mail.
I got mail. Yay!
This week we got two emails from some new listeners out there. First, we'll talk about Mr. Clint Pope. He wrote he's listened to all 7 episodes and keep up the good work. Thanks, Clint, out of Troop 757 in Marietta, Georgia. Also, he's been added to the Frapper map. We had another listener email coming from Caroline Kwong, and she wrote that she wants me to take a little bit better notes for the show notes, and she called them schnotes, which I hadn't heard before, but she said it's invented by another podcast, so let's use it, schnotes. Carolyn, I will do my best to update the show notes a little better, and if I don't do a good job, be sure to let me know. Thanks both to Carolyn and Clint for this week's emails. Both of those folks have been added to the Frapper Map, so welcome to the Frapper Map too. That's going to do it for another episode of A Cub Scouting Adventure. Thanks for tagging along. Join us next week, and we're going to take a look at the November pack meeting and a tip of the week, and hopefully more listener email.
Thanks for listening to A Cub Scouting Adventure. Be sure to stop by our website at acsadventure.blogspot.com or email us at denleaderbob@gmail.com.